too.
We have the opportunity to talk with Sandy Johns today about the Alyeska Valdez Marine Terminal. Hi, Sandy. Tell us about your job title.
I am the Senior Operations Coordinator for the Ballast Water Treatment Facility.
Can you tell us briefly why you need a ballast water treatment facility across the bay?
Sure. When tankers don't have any cargo on board, they sit really high out of the water, and they take on ballast to help them kind of sit lower in the water and have more maneuverability and stability.
When the ships come in, are they always filled with ballast water, or are they empty?
Some of the ships take on ballast, but not all of them do. And some of them also have processes on board that can actually treat their own ballast so that they don't have to unload at the terminal.
So can you explain the ballast water process for us?
Sure. So when the ballast gets offloaded at the marine terminal, it goes first to a storage tank. And in the storage tank, it gravity separates, which means that the oil's lighter than the water, so it floats to the top. So we give it a certain amount of time, usually 4 hours or more, and it separates and floats to the top, where we have skimmers that actually skim the oil off and send to a tank that we can later on send back to the ship. Then the next step is we send the water to what's called dissolved air flotation tanks, where we inject air bubbles and some chemicals, sometimes called polymer, where it helps kind of form the oil together and float it to the top. And again, then we skim that oil off and send back to the what we call the recovered crude tank, where it's stored and then again later loaded onto ships. Next, it goes to the air strippers, where it removes any volatile organic compounds that we don't want in the water. Then we send it down to what's called the biological treatment tanks, where microbes remove any remaining oil before it goes back to the ocean.
So what you're saying is that the water gets really clean, really clean before it goes back in the ocean.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do they measure that?
Well, we have several processes that help measure that. We monitor it and measure it along the way throughout the processes to ensure that each process is doing its removal portion. And then when it gets down and before it floats out to the ocean, we also have continuous monitoring that helps make sure that it's clean. We also have a lab on terminal that takes samples to ensure that it's clean to return to the port.
I have a question. Does the EPA come to you guys and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation come to you guys, or do you take the ballast water to them?
Actually, Nick, they come and they do site inspections to ensure that we're following our process and kind of meeting their standards. So both departments come and do verifications and inspections and checks on our process. And we also report our results from our lab testing and monitoring to both the EPA and DEC as well.
That's so cool.
This is very interesting. Thank you for your time, Sandy.
Thank you for having me.